Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Mr. Mack, I've got a pretty important message for Jack Armstrong's friends.
That's okay, Larry. You go right ahead. I think I know what you're going to say, and it's plenty important.
Well, thanks, Mr. Mack. Look, what I'm going to say is, well, I guess if you're anything like me, you know two or three fellas that are either in the Air Corps or with the Army or the Navy or the Marines. A lot of these fighting men we know are a long way from home and, well, gosh, put yourself in their place. Wouldn't you like to hear the news from your hometown? All about what your friends are doing, how your dog is, what's happening to your high school football team this season? Gosh, that's the kind of news our men like to hear. Well, you can give it to them. Yep, General Mills, makers of Wheaties, want you to write to a fighting man. And they've organized Jack Armstrong's Write a Fighter Corps just for that purpose. Now, I know you've heard Mr. Mack explain all about it. How the WAFC is a national organization. How the Quiz Kids were the very first WAFC squadron organized in the United States. And how you can have that swell feeling that you're doing something for the men who are fighting the Nazis and the Japs to help keep us free. But look, if you'd like the facts on how to become a squadron leader in the WAFC, and that's a pretty swell job, too, listen to this. Here's all you have to do. Ask five of your friends if they'd write a letter to a relative or a friend in the armed forces once every month. When you have five who will promise to do that, print their names on a penny postcard with your own name and address and the call letters of the station to which you are listening at the bottom of the card, and mail it to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And say, just as soon as your card is received, General Mills enrolls you as a squadron leader in the Write a Fighter Corps. But gosh, there's a lot more to come. Just listen to this. In just a few days, you'll receive your official WAFC kit. It's about the swellest doggone thing you've seen. Just listen. You get 6 honor bars and honor stars for yourself and your squadron. You get 6 official WAFC stencils that'll help you make your own squadron stationery. You can do a swell printing job with this stencil. Print Write a Fighter Corps on every sheet together with your names and squadron number. And with this stencil, you can make the Star of Freedom, too. That's the official WAFC insignia. But best of all, you get the Write a Fighter Manual with a lot of exciting information on how to write to the men in our armed forces, facts about V-mail, and suggestions on news items for your fighter. So, gosh, I can't imagine how you could turn it down. No, sir, this is an important war job for every one of us to do. So, what do you say? Let's get that WAFC squadron together tonight. You can do it by calling 5 of your friends. Let's get going on this big war job right away.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong is going down into that sinking submarine. The dark Atlantic waves are lapping hungrily at her deck. And the American subchaser is standing by, taking off the last of the captured enemy crew. But Dr. Crawford is in the submarine. And so, leaving Betty at the controls of the nearby amphibian, Jack, Billy, Whirly, and Uncle Jim have leaped overboard and right now are climbing up the nearby submerged deck of the stricken craft. Listen.
Here we are, Billy. Now let's climb aboard. Watch your step. The submarine's slippery.
Yeah, that isn't all. Look how low she is in the water, Jack. Holy smoke, she's going to sink in just a minute.
I guess so. She's taking in water fast. But we'll have Dr. Crawford out of there by that time if we're lucky. Here, Whirly, take my hand. I'll pull you up.
Righto.
Like climbing on the back of a whale, huh?
Yeah, whale that's about to sound.
Now, where's Uncle Jim?
Here I am, Jack. Are we all on board now?
All four of us, Uncle Jim. Come on, let's get to the conning tower.
Can't think, the sub is rolling so much in those swells that I can hardly keep my feet.
Don't go overboard, Billy. It's too hard finding you in the dark.
Now, look sharp, all of you. This sub may go down at any moment. We've got to find Dr. Crawford quickly. When we go below, Jack and I look forward. Billy, you and Whirly look aft.
Here's the ladder. I'll go first.
Gee, I wonder if they captured Weasel with the rest of the crew.
Captain Spray's checking up on that now, Billy.
All right, Uncle Jim. I'm going down the hatch.
Right behind you, Jack. Hurry.
Suffering catfish, there's still a light below.
Well, let's see the emergency light, Billy. Hey, look. Look down there, Uncle Jim.
What is it, Jack?
There's a man at the bottom of the ladder. It's Dr. Crawford. He's trying to climb up.
But he looks too weak to make it, Jack. We'll go down and lend a hand. Billy, you and Whirly stay above. We don't need you now.
Okay, Uncle Jim, but for Pete's sake, make it snappy. Come on, Whirly.
Kind of stuff's half full of water, Uncle Jim. Look at it swish around below.
It's going to be nip and tuck, Jack. Keep moving down.
It's a wonder Dr. Crawford didn't drown. He looks as though he's just able to hang onto that ladder.
What did Weasel do to him?
Put him in a hypnotic sleep, for one thing, so he'd talk. Hang on, Doctor. We'll have you in half a jiffy.
He looks pretty weak, Jack. Weasel must have been working on him a long time.
Yeah, I'll say. Here. Now, I'll take one arm, you take the other. We'll pull him back up the ladder. Are you strong enough to use your legs, Dr. Crawford?
I believe so. If you two can pull me, I'll try to help.
Take hold, Jack. It's going to be hard, but we've got to do it.
You're taking a chance to save me. I think the submarine will sink soon.
We'll get you above first, Doctor.
Hurry, Jack! The submarine's almost completely awash!
Believe me, you won't drown if you don't get out right away.
We're not leaving you, Doctor. And we're doing fine. We'll soon be out of here.
The conning tower will add some buoyancy for a while, Doctor. Take it out.
For the love of Mike, Jack, hurry. The sub is sinking.
We're almost up, Billy.
You mustn't wait. You'll be lost. You must leave me. Save yourself.
We're almost there, Doctor.
He's sinking, Jack. Just the conning tower's above water. I'm hanging on to it, but it's going under fast.
The water's coming in.
Now, that's just a wave that splashed into the conning tower, Doctor. Now, here. I'm at the top now.
One more heave, Jack, and we'll have him at the top with us.
He's going under, Jack. He's diving under.
Hold on to him, Jack. One more heave will do it.
I've got him, Uncle Jim. There. He's out.
And there goes the top. Where are you, Jack?
I'm all right, Billy. Keep afloat. Watch out for the suction.
I'll hold up Dr. Crawford, Jack.
I'll help you, Uncle Jim.
You find Whirly.
Here I am. Where do we go from here? We've got to get to the amphibian. There she is, right over there.
Betty has started the engine, Jack. She's coming over here.
And there's a lifeboat from the subchaser, too, Billy.
Betty will get here first, Jack.
Boy, oh boy, will I be glad to get aboard. How you doing, Uncle Jim? Need any help?
I'm all right, Jack. No trick to keep Dr. Crawford afloat.
I owe my life to you. Don't know who you are or why you saved me.
We'll tell you everything when we get you aboard the amphibian. Ah, here she is.
Jack, you, Willie, and Billy climb aboard. Then we'll hoist Dr. Crawford up.
Right. Betty's throwing on a line now. I'll shoot him up first, Billy.
Okay, Jack. But hurry. This water is icy cold.
There. We're all aboard. Work the plane over toward the subchaser, Betty.
All right, Jack.
Where's Dr. Crawford, Jack? Oh, there he is. Take him in the rear cabin. Let him lie down on the bunk and keep him well covered.
All right, Uncle Jim. Say, how about contacting the subchaser by radio? I'm worried about Weasel. I want to make sure they've got
it. I'll do that, Jack. I'll see that Captain Spray is safe, too. And in the meanwhile, we'll take off and get back to Victory Island.
Can you walk back to the rear cabin, Dr. Crawford?
I believe so. I'm sorry I'm such a nuisance.
Well, you've been through a lot. Come on, we're going to take off now.
I'll come with you, Jack. Dr. Crawford and I know each other.
Good. Oh. We've got a lot to tell him. Here, this way, Doctor.
Oh, Willie, this is a surprise. How did you get here from Victory Island?
Blue. Not like Jack. He and Billy came by submarine. Enemy sub. No accounting for taste.
Then they're all of you from Victory Island?
Righto. Jack's inventing an atomic engine. He split the atom. Hot stuff, huh?
Split the atom? Incredible. Tell me about it.
Well, lie down on the bunk first, Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's get this blanket around you.
Oh, thanks. Now, tell me what's happened. I'm very confused.
Oh, I'm a bit confused myself. Things happen so fast. Jack Armstrong came to Victory Island to use our research labs. Bango, first thing you know, he splits the atom.
Amazing. That means unlimited power.
Righto. He's going back to Victory Island now to design an atomic engine to use that power.
But in the meantime, Doctor, the spy Weasel had been taking your place on Victory Island. He fooled everyone.
I know. It happened months ago. But he kept me a prisoner. I couldn't tell anyone.
Well, we discovered those. And then we fooled him.
He wanted to capture us and learn our secret. So we let him capture us. But Uncle Jim and Whirly followed his boat with this ship.
Well, that's a story in itself, Jack. But go ahead.
Well, we found out the ocean cave where Weasel had his headquarters. But then we got a bad break. Weasel discovered our plans. He put us all aboard the submarine and started off. He had you in a hypnotic sleep, but he brought you along.
Then, bango, bango, the subchasers came after us. Opened up seams, crew mutinied, brought ship to top, subchasers rammed her, captured crew, and here we are.
Amazing. I hope they captured Weasel, too.
Uncle Jim's checking on that now, Dr. Crawford. He's contacting the subchaser by radio. We'll soon know.
We can't be too careful. That man is a genius. He's a genius possessed of an evil spirit.
He's disguised as one of the officers of the submarine now, Doctor.
Oh, Jack?
Oh, there's Betty calling. What is it, Betty?
Uncle Jim says to come here and help him with the radio.
Uncle Jim wants help with the radio. I'll be back soon.
Don't hurry. I think I'll try to sleep.
Then I'll leave you too, Doctor. Come on, Jack.
I'll close the door so we won't disturb you, Barney. I wonder why Uncle Jim needs help at the radio.
Come here, Jack. Quick.
What's the matter, Uncle Jim? What happened to the radio?
The radio is all right. I wanted to get you away from Weasel with a...
From Weasel?
That's right. I've just learned that the man we think is Dr. Crawford is really Weasel.
Can you beat that, Jack?
How do you know, Uncle Jim?
Look at this message from the subchaser, Jack. I've just taken it down.
It says that one of the officers they captured was unconscious, Jack.
But he was just in that hypnotic sleep. They managed to bring him around, and he proved he was really Dr. Crawford.
Don't you see what happened, Jack? Weasel changed clothes with Dr. Crawford in the submarine. Then he waited there at the bottom of the conning tower, hoping that we'd come aboard to save Crawford. If we didn't come, he was all set to dash up before the sub sank.
Boy, oh boy.
Come on, Billy. Come back with me. You too, Whirly. Hurry.
Jumping Jiminy, Jack. Maybe Weasel is getting ready to bail out.
Open the door, Billy. We'll run in there and hold him.
Okay, Jack. Where is he?
Gone. Blown the coop. He's already jumped, Billy. The door's open. He's taking a parachute to jump.
But what are we going to do, Jack?
We're going back to Victory Island, Billy. We're going to get that atomic engine built just as soon as we can. We're going to put it on bombers that'll fly around the world. And while we're doing
that, we'll have the man with 100 faces around us in 100 disguises. Holy smoke, Jack. Do you know what it means to have Weasel loose again?
Yes, sir, Jack knows what it means to have the man with 100 faces at large again. But don't you think it will stop Jack Armstrong for a moment? He's on the verge of one of the most astounding thrills of his life. And if you want to be with him, well, just listen to the next episode of The Adventure of the Atomic Engine. There are only a few days left for you to become a squadron leader in the Jack Armstrong Rider Fighter Corps. Membership rolls close next Monday at midnight, and you'll have to have your squadron enrollment card in the mail by that time. So you better get busy right away. Call 5 of your friends and ask them if they'd like to become members of your WAFC squadron. Explain to them that every WAFC member promises to write to either a relative or a friend in the fighting forces of the United States once every month. When you have enlisted 5 members, print their names on a penny postcard with your own name and address at the bottom of the card, also the call letters of the station to which you are now listening. Then, mail your card immediately to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. In just a short time, you'll receive the complete Rider Fighter kit containing honor bars and honor stars for yourself and your squadron, the official Rider Fighter stencil to help you make your own attractive stationery, and the exciting Rider Fighter manual. Do not send any money or box tops. Invest your money in United States war bonds and stamps. But remember, present membership rolls in the Rider Fighter Corps close at midnight on Monday. Your postcard must be in the mail by that time if you're going to become a WAFC squadron leader. Get busy right now. See that your card goes into the mail tonight.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
This program has come to you from Chicago. You're listening to the Blue Network.